7 o'clock. Good morning, Pyle. It's Patchy Friday. We celebrate the start of the weekend with you. Jim along with Kate today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, most trusted name in automobiles. Crazy day yesterday.
Yeah.
The Oakland Golden Grizzlies.
Not just Grizzlies.
The Golden Grizzlies.
Golden Grizzlies.
Knocking off Kentucky. Yeah. Duquesne taking down BYU yesterday.
I don't know if you saw the numbers. According to ESPN's and their own bracket challenge, they had, at the start of the tournament, 22.1 million entries. Of those 22 million brackets, do you know how many remain perfect? 1,875. So 99%.
Hey, but I had Kentucky in the Final Four.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Hey, that was me last year, 2 years ago, when...
I also had BYU moving on to the... I also had them losing to Illinois the next round, but...
Okay. Could have been worse there, but...
Could have been way worse.
But still. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, Kentucky's the one that hurts, because everybody else I had Texas Tech losing to Kentucky in the next round, so...
I was going to say,
also lost too, so...
I think a lot of people, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I know me personally, I don't recall Kentucky, me personally, having them go super far, but I didn't have them getting knocked out of the first round.
I believe in that young core that had played really well.
John Calipari.
Yeah. You'll hear from Coach Cal coming up a little bit. Colorado State. Holding Virginia to 14 points in the first half on Tuesday.
But
they were on the similar side of that yesterday, only worse than Virginia.
Much worse. Well,
11 points to 14. Yeah, it's not like it's, but it's worse.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. 19 turnovers. This Colorado State just could not get out of their own way. I mean, when Isaiah Stevens and Joel Scott, when they only scored 10 points apiece, you had to have more than that. They needed more from their bench. This didn't play well. And Texas played better. And so we'll see if Colorado can keep flying the state banner today against Florida. Game 2:30 today. And it'll be part of our whip around coverage on Westwood One today, which starts at 9 o'clock this morning, which means our show is just from 7 to 9 today.
Which bodes well for one of us.
Yeah, because you're going to go watch the Avalanche, so they take on Columbus tonight.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, I will say this, because I have friends who live over on the Front Range, Denver area. So I was going through my Rolodex, if you will, trying to find, you know, someone who would be willing to accompany me. And you would think the opportunity to go to an Avalanche game wherein there is no cost burden to you. This is my treat to my friends.
You would think they'd be having a fist fight.
Oh, my God. I'm in California. I'm going to California. I have CPR training. I'm dog sitting. I have family in town. I don't like hockey or public events. I'm too tired. It's been a long week. Like, just excuse after excuse. So now it's like, okay, it's gotten to a point now. I have found someone who enthusiastically wanted to go, and that's from now on, that's going to be my rule of thumb.
Is it your mom?
It is not my mother. She's the one who's in California.
Oh, she's big because she's a big sports fan. So
she's a huge, and we actually.
What about Pops?
He has CPR training.
Oh, Pops is the one. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm sure he really appreciates me calling him Pops, considering he's probably younger than me.
He's north of 60.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I can call him Pops then.
Then you are absolutely well within your right.
Probably 2 or 3 years older than me.
All good. Yeah. So
it's like, screw you, Tyler's boss. Jerk.
He holds you in high regard.
I've yet to meet your father, but he sounds like a wonderful guy.
He is a very kind gentleman who takes his responsibilities.
And I applaud that, and I respect that, and I appreciate
this
that.
This is required CPR training, although, and he will tell you this, he's not the one that needs to know CPR training. He's probably the one that needs to get CPR training at some point.
Oh.
Anywho. So, yes, but no, I found a friend of mine, friend from high
school. Things worked out where you're able to.
Things worked out.
Go, and so it should be a good one tonight.
It should be.
Abs and the Blue Jackets. Colorado is what? Seven straight? Memory serves me correctly.
I think that's the longest streak in the NHL right now.
So, taking a good time to go.
Yes.
So, yeah. So yesterday, we'll spend more time talking about it coming up. But I said Kentucky. Oh, woof. I was so naive.
Blue. Kentucky's feeling the blues right now.
Oh. Damn you, John Calipari. Damn you, sir.
And a fine howdy-do.
And Creighton and Arizona, Illinois, they almost lost yesterday, but they didn't.
That would have... Arizona would have really, really sucked, because I think I have them going to the Final Four.
And we had Tom Hudson, who we might try to get Tom with us on Monday, depending on how things shake out. The voice of Gonzaga. And a lot of people are like, oh, McNeese State, the way they shoot the three. Bulldogs don't defend the three worth a damn, and they can't shoot the three.
Well,
it's a trap. Gonzaga was just fine. 86-65. Yeah. So much for that that scare that the McNeese State Cowboys are going to put into to Gonzaga. They're like...
That's the thing.
You know, we're still Gonzaga, right? You get that? I mean, I know it's not
been... We are still a perennial powerhouse.
Yeah. I get it's not been, one of our best seasons. We missed Drew Timmy, but we're still pretty good. The Ikey guy from Wyoming's pretty good. He was...
Yeah.
Honorable mention, All-American. Yeah, they're okay.
They're fine.
They're okay. So we'll dive into that coming up in greater length. And I drank the Kool-Aid. I thought, I like Kentucky and like that young athleticism. And now my bracket's not totally screwed.
Yeah, but mine's probably pretty.
But it's hurt. It's severely damaged.
In critical condition.
All right. So 7:08. And Blue Live Jackson Wilson in with us today. River City Sportplex. We'll also play Where in the World is Tyler Franson?
Yes.
And we'll have Wrigley Field Colorado Sports Trivia coming up sometime this hour when I come up with a question.
I was about to ask, because normally we have that question written for production purposes.
I didn't. You'll have it. Trust me.
Okay.
You'll have it. You have little faith.
No. I just...
Wow.
Listen, it's not you. It's the system, because sometimes it doesn't update.
Okay. So. Well, no. I haven't done it yet. I'm not going to blame the system. Good craftsman never blames his tools. He shouldn't anyway.
Unless he absolutely 100% blames his tools.
Unless his tools are literally tools.
Right.
Like the way we talk about people sometimes.
Allegedly.
All right, so 7:09. And you heard from Chris Hanks. Should mention that Mesa baseball, the schedule change because of the potential for bad weather on Sunday, there'll be a doubleheader started 2:00 today. So we were going to bring you the first game of that, but because of some of these changes, you'll still be able to hear Mesa baseball, but on the RMAC network. So do keep that in mind. So we will not have baseball over on KNZZ tonight, because of the schedule changes there. So, but you'll still be able to catch it all on the RMAC network with fine folks, Ethan Jordan and guys like that with a call on the RMAC network. But we will not have Mesa Baseball over on KNZZ. They'll play at 2 o'clock today, by the way, first game of that doubleheader. The softball team, they're playing at Riverdale Ridge against Black Hills State because of, and that's over in Denver, because of the bad weather in Spearfish. So they're going to drive from Black Hills to Denver. Black Hills is to play the Mesa softball team. So that's a good, that's a win for the Mesa softball team.
It kind of is.
Going to Denver, not having to go all the way to Spearfish.
That is a win.
So they're going to play at Riverdale Ridge High School over in Denver this weekend in their RMAC series. All right, so 7-Eleven, Jim along with Kate today. Text or call us 970-242-1340. Always appreciate you spending some time with us. And if you got some thoughts about your bracket, how bad is your bracket, by the way? Is it totally destroyed?
You know, I'm looking at mine right now on our website, theteam1340.com. It could be a lot worse.
And mine could be too.
The Duquesne didn't help, but I did have BYU losing in the next round. So again,
that's same with me. I didn't have BYU going very far.
Let's see though. I'm trying to find where
Nevada was so close.
Oof!
Oh, they were so close. But Dayton was able to come back and get the win on that one. Watched some of that game yesterday. I had Nevada losing, Mississippi State lost, BYU lost for me, Texas Tech, Kentucky were my losses. And Kentucky's the one that hurts because I had Kentucky all the way to the Final Four. Yikes. So that's the one. The others, they're not great.
No.
But pretty much had all them losing in the next round. Kentucky, like I said, really, really hurts my bracket. So I do want to take a moment before we get into what's happening, brought to you by ComWest. Jake Salazar, that is over at owns Puffer Belly downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Unbeknownst to me, and he is a big fan of our program, big fan of the team. So Jake Salazar, Puffer Belly, love your food, love your chicken fried steak, love your stuff over there, Puffer Belly.
And you know, Jake, if you want to maybe, you know, advertise with us.
He does within our group.
Fair.
But we would love to, Jake, I'm just open pandering here. We'd love to have you involved in our radio program.
We are totally pandering.
So, Jake, we'd, you know, contact your sales rep, and we'd love to have you part of the Jim Davis Show and the Team Sports Network. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into what's happening this morning.
What's happening?
It's brought to you by ComWest, your technology partner. One call, one team, one goal, helping your business grow. ComWest helps business owners grow their business by providing quality, reliable, personalized technology solutions, IT services to meet your business needs, PC and server support, business phone systems, surveillance, network support, cybersecurity, backup, and disaster recovery. ComWest is serious about your business's IT services and support for the past 20 years. They've remained dedicated to providing business owners with the right technology solutions and services for each stage of their growth right here in Grand Junction and along the Western Slope. So if you need IT help today, or a new phone system, or a new surveillance system, call ComWest 970-242-8142 or go to comwestcorp.com. All right, lead things off with the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Colorado State men's basketball team's NCAA tournament run came to an end Thursday. The Rams fell to seven-seeded Texas 56-44 in regional play at Charlotte, North Carolina. CSU held Virginia to 14 first-half points in the Rams' first four win on Tuesday, but found themselves scoring just 11 points in the first half against the Longhorns.
19 turnovers was uncharacteristic for us. I thought we fought like crazy defensively. I thought we were really, really good. And, you know, we cut our turnovers down. I mean, this team today was probably struggling to get to 50 against us.
It's right about that. Rams did a nice job defensively, but just offensively had their problems. That is Nico Medved, CSU coach. Joel Scott and Isaiah Stevens each scored 10 points apiece for the Rams. Colorado faces seven-seeded Florida today. can hear that game on the Team Sports Network at 2:30, part of the Whip Around coverage. Another tournament action, third-seeded Kentucky was upset by 14-seeded Oakland, 80-76. 11-seeded Duquesne won their first tournament game since 1969 and beating 6-seeded BYU, 71-67. 11-seeded Oregon beat 6-seeded South Carolina, 87-73. Former DeBeck State basketball champion Brennan Rigsby plays for Oregon and scored 2 points. Tournament coverage begins at 9 o'clock this morning on the Team Sports Network. Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. had huge games and led the Nuggets to a 113-1 at a win Thursday over the New York Knicks in Denver. Jokic recorded another triple-double of 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 11 assists, with Porter Jr. scoring 31 points and hitting three threes in the win.
That's a good team. They've won four in a row. I know they have guys out, but, you know, to score, I think, 66 in the paint, 16 in transition, 17 second-chance points. Obviously, Michael, franchise record now, 193 made threes in the season.
Denver coach Michael Malone, Jamal Murray added 23 points but left the game with an ankle injury. But Malone told the Denver Post the injury was not serious. The Nuggets are tied for the lead with Oklahoma City in the Western Conference. The Fruto Monument baseball team is 2-3 after falling to the Chandler High School Wolves in their spring break trip to Arizona. Wildcats lost to Chandler 6-5 in 9 innings, and Coach Casey Sullivan says a couple of his players had good days at the plate.
Keenan Oxford hit a 2-run home run, and Josh Weaver was 3-for-4 at the plate with 2 RBIs.
Lucas Weaver got the start on the mound and went 4 innings and gave up 3 runs on 6 hits with 4 strikeouts. Fruto Monument faces Page, Arizona at 4 o'clock today. Another baseball scores from this week. Delta beat Rifle 6-3 with Ryland Bynum and Logan Clay each driving in 2 runs apiece. Panthers are 2-1. And girls soccer, Montrose beat Delta 2-1 with goals from Mia and Ellie Duncan. The Panthers' Jessica Black scored their goal as Delta slips to 2-1 with the Red Hawks moving to 4-0-1. Also, you have the awards keep piling up for Colorado Mesa basketball player Olivia Reed, the sophomore forward for the Mavericks, named the WBCA Honorable Mention All-America team. The Women's Basketball Coaches Association named Reed as an All-American Honorable Mention. She's one of two RMAC players to be named All-American. Reed was also the RMAC Player and Academic Player of the Year, first team All-South Central Region, finishing 7th in the nation in rebounding. So congratulations to Olivia Reed.
More yes.
Honors for the sophomore from Windsor, Colorado. So congratulations to her. And that's
What's Happening.
Brought to you by ComWest, your technology service partner. One call, one team, one goal, helping your business grow. If you need IT help today, call ComWest 970-242-8142 or go to comwestcorp.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, dive into more of the tournament from yesterday. Continues this morning on the team at 9 o'clock. How does your bracket look today?
If you take a look at the standings at the team1340.com, amongst the trio of Jim Davis Show hosts and or producers, one of us is in second and the other is in third. And there's someone who is normally on this program Monday through Thursday that is ahead of all of us.
Good for him.
I know.
It's early.
Good it's still
him.
Early.
Good for him. Good for him.
Anything, any given, what is it, any given Sunday?
You don't hang the banner after the first full day of the tournament.
No.
So that's the way I'm viewing that. Good for him. Puff up your chest today, champ. There's a lot of basketball to be played.
Plenty more to go.
So go ahead. Go ahead, Buckeye. Hey, look at me. Good for you. We're now into the second full day of the tournament today. A lot can happen.
Coverage starts at 9 a.m.
Do I sound a little bitter about Kentucky?
Just a skosh.
Just a little bit. All right, 7:18. And I can handle it being you. Just him. It's just him. All right, we'll return with more. Text or call us today. Love to hear from you on the team line, 970-242-1340.
I'm the morning guy. I have a Facebook group, 16 members. Some call it a fan page. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
/7:22, Jim and Kate today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Great to have you along. All right, so Let's look at yesterday, which was an interesting day for the NCAA basketball tournament. We'll start with Colorado State. Just a reminder, by the way, Colorado plays Florida today. And coming up next hour, we'll preview that one a little bit more, go a little more in depth about the Buffaloes and the Gators coming up in later on today around 2:30, part of our coverage on Westwood One. But for Colorado State yesterday, got off to a terrible start, scored only 11 points in the first half, which, ouch. That was damaging for the Rams yesterday. They trailed 27-11 at halftime. And where they had held, as we referenced, Virginia to 14 points in the first half, and that went on Tuesday, and the first four Rams were on the wrong side of that. And so for Colorado State, they needed more from Joel Scott than the, 5 points, 4 rebounds that they got from him Tuesday night. And they got a little more from Joel, but not nearly enough. I mean, and from Isaiah Stevens, excuse me. Joel Scott had a great game. Isaiah Stevens, that's where I was going with that. Isaiah Stevens, they needed more. 5 points, just 4 rebounds the other night from Isaiah Stevens. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Heading to the Mountain West Conference tournament, he was averaging around 16, almost 17 points per game. And then he started averaging about 11 points per game during that stretch into the Mountain West Conference tournament.
Which they needed.
They needed Isaiah Stevens to average more. They needed him. They needed him to not see his scoring numbers. Didn't need to see his scoring numbers go down. And Isaiah had 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists yesterday. Played 38 minutes in that game. Joel Scott had the huge game, the double-double on Tuesday night. 10.7 rebounds. But Patrick Cartier only scored 4 points. He had 5 rebounds. Nick Clifford had 17-9 the other day against Virginia. 7 points. He had 10 rebounds. That was good, but he only had 7 points. Josiah Strong, who they got a little more offense out of. But the bench only scored 6 points total in the game yesterday. Because the things they needed. They needed Joel Scott to have another performance like he had Tuesday night. They needed Isaiah Stevens to have a better performance than what he had Tuesday night. But we're talking a lot better, not just a little better. This was just a little better. They needed Nick Clifford to probably be somewhere in the range that he was Tuesday night. And they needed the bench to do more. Those things did not happen yesterday.
No.
In that loss to Texas. Nico Medved referenced the 19 turnovers. Rams typically a team with Isaiah Stevens that takes care of the basketball. And for Colorado State, it was just, you just didn't feel, you just watching that game a second and felt like this thing's over. It had that feeling to it, unfortunately.
That kind of weighing, sinking feeling.
Because they just were struggling to score and take care of the basketball. And Nico Medved was right. It wasn't like Texas went out and just destroyed them.
No.
I mean, and you look at the final numbers. I mean, it's a game where they lose 56-44. They outscored the Longhorns in the second half, 33-29. But that disastrous first half really came back to haunt them. And so season ends for Colorado State. Still a sensational season for the
Absolutely.
Rams at 25-11. And spend a good portion of the early season ranked in the top 25, particularly after that win against Creighton. So here's Nico Medved after the loss to Texas yesterday.
You know, obviously, I think there's two things. I mean, obviously, when you speak about this game here tonight, I think, you know, you would look at it and these guys, you got to credit Texas. But, you know, we're all disappointed. We don't, you know, feel like we brought our best tonight. Obviously, the 19 turnovers was uncharacteristic for us. I thought we fought like crazy defensively. I thought we were really, really good. And, you know, we cut our turnovers down. I mean, this team today was probably struggling to get to 50 against us. And so we battled like crazy. We clearly, you know, weren't able to stick enough shots and too many timely turnovers. But, you know, again, it's been an emotional year. It's been an emotional week for these guys. And I've been doing this a long time, and I've been fortunate to be around some great young men and teams, but none better than this. I mean, I can't even say enough about these guys and this guy right here, what he's meant. And again, I know it stings to go out this way, but man, this team accomplished a ton this year when you look back on it and everything that they've done. And they did get to the tournament and we did win when we get here. And as time goes by, you know, they'll be able to understand that even more. But today's not that day.
Yeah, the guy he was slapping on the shoulder was Isaiah Stevens sitting next to him. He was first team All-Mountain West Conference player. Probably is going to have his number retired at Moby Arena. But unfortunately for Isaiah Stevens, who averaged 16 points per game this season, 6.8 assists per game, part of his legacy is going to be how he didn't play particularly well when the Rams probably needed him to play his best basketball. I hate to be critical of a guy that's going to be it's considered one of the all-time great Rams players.
Right.
But that's going to be part of the narrative about him as far as his college career goes, was great college career. When your team got to the tournament, though,
couldn't finish.
And they needed you to really have some outstanding performances. That didn't happen for Isaiah Stevens.
And as unfair as that may be in the eyes of Rams fans, it's not untrue. And I will say this, though. The fact that it was kind of a slog, low-scoring game, I don't know if the over-under hit the under necessarily, but I don't know if this necessarily bodes well for Texas going forward because it was kind of, I mean, it wasn't really a great game for either team. It just so happened to be a much worse game for CSU. So Texas is going to have a little bit, if they want to keep this thing going, they're going to have a bit of a struggle, I think, going forward.
Yeah, Disu created some problems for him on occasion inside. He had 12 points. But if you would have told Nico Medved, you're going to hold Max Abmas to 12 points, would have taken that in a heartbeat. And I think that's where the frustration lies for Nico Medved, that defensively, they did what they needed to do in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Weaver had 11. They had three guys in double figures with Disu and Abmas and Weaver. He held him 56 points, and you outscored him in the second half, but that number that stares you in the face, 27-11 in the first half, that's the number that comes back to haunt the Rams in that loss yesterday, the Longhorns. But you're right, Longhorns got to play a whole lot better if they're planning on moving on, because they shut down Colorado State in the first half, but really didn't really. As much as I say that you didn't feel like they were going to come back, that game was still a close basketball game. It just felt like, at least I did watching it, the Rams couldn't score.
No.
It wasn't what they were doing on the defensive end.
They just couldn't.
They just didn't feel like they're going to be able to make up the deficit yesterday offensively. It just felt like they were, every possession was a struggle. I mean, Cartier only had the 4 points yesterday. Not that you need Patrick Cartier to go out and score 30 for you, but you know, get 10 to 13 points from him, that would have been nice yesterday.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. So the biggest upset, though, yesterday, no doubt, was Oakland, the Golden Grizzlies, with Jack Golkey, I believe.
Sure. We'll go with that.
I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I forgot. I was watching yesterday, and I forgot how they were saying his name. He hit 10 threes yesterday.
Yeah.
It was one short of Jeff Fryer's record of 11 in 1990 as the Golden Grizzlies beat Kentucky, the 3 seed, 80-76 yesterday. And this is with Oakland missing their first 7 shots.
Talk about a rebound.
And he hit 15 of 31 from beyond the arc. Or that team did, with Golkey hitting 10 of those 15. And guess who was the best three-point shooting team in the country? Not the Golden Grizzlies. The team that they beat yesterday.
Funny how that works out.
Yeah. So, John Calipari, Kentucky coach, after yesterday's loss to Oakland?
What do you got to say, John?
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances. And both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were freshmen. They had performed on the road in hostile environments that I didn't expect some of the stuff today. But they have gotten so much better in what they're doing. They never stopped. They fought. We just made some errors. But I come back to this one hurt because they are the kind of team you love coaching. And, you know, I wanted them to advance because of all that they've been through. And I wanted them to have a chance to relish and cherish this event. I've been through it 20-some times. My teams have done really well. We've lost a couple of these now. But them, this is their time. We're better than we played, but you got to give Oakland credit. I mean, they out-rebounded. They got 16 offensive rebounds. Come on. One of them was late. Come on. I mean, we've had that issue, but, you know, there was some breakdown stuff, but, you know, we had our chances.
All right, that's John Calipari. With a team this year with Antonio Reeves, tremendous score, 20 points per game. Made 84 threes this season. Rob Dillingham, this season for Dillingham, he hit 64 threes this year. I mean, it's the best three-point shooting team in the country.
Yeah.
And the Oakland Golden Grizzlies taking him down. By the way, if you're going, Oakland, California, right? No. They are from Rochester, Michigan. And they're located in Oakland County in Michigan. So that is the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. So, yes, not from the Bay Area, by the way.
Well,
opened in 1957. So it's not like it's a school that has this insanely long legacy. Like, I don't know, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So their coach, Greg Camp, is 40th year, longest tenured basketball coach in college basketball, by the way.
That must be a very patient school.
Yeah, no kidding.
To let a coach for 40 years.
That just doesn't happen anymore. And they're now in the Horizon League. And they've had great success in the Horizon League, which they won the regular season and tournament 2017-2024. So they, but not the pedigree of the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team. So you also had Michigan State yesterday. They beat Mississippi State 69-51. And Mississippi State, with an outstanding three-point defense normally, one of the best ones in the country. It actually is the best three-point shooting defense in the country. Michigan State, though, got to them early, hit four of their first seven threes.
Ooh,
grabbed a 20-8 lead and really didn't look back as Michigan State was able to get the win yesterday. You had Creighton, Arizona, and Illinois all getting scares yesterday. Akron pushed them for a while. Long Beach State gave Arizona a little bit of a tussle in the first half, and then the Wildcats really pulled away in the second half. Morehead State got out on top early of Illinois, but all three of those teams able to come back and get the win. And he had Dayton that had the lead, blew the lead. They were down by 17 with 8 minutes to go, Dayton was. And it looked like for Steve Alford and the Wolfpack, Mountain West Conference looked good. Nevada's going to move on. But then the Flyers are one of the better three-point shooting teams in the country. They had three consecutive threes and went on a 20-2 run with that 2 minutes left. Nate Santos hit a go-ahead shot with 15 seconds left. A couple of free throws later, And it was all over with. But the crying for Steve Alford in Nevada, and they end up losing by 3 yesterday to Dayton. You also had BYU losing to the Duquesne Dukes. BYU, great first year in the Big 12.
Yep.
Sensational year. But they fall yesterday to Duquesne, who won their first tournament game since 1969.
Oof.
And then you had Oregon. Mentioned Brennan Rigsby that played at DeBec, plays for Oregon.
Kylan's brother.
Yeah. And but it was Jermaine Cosnard, who played for South Carolina, transferred to Oregon. And guess who he played yesterday? South Carolina.
South Carolina.
And guess what? He made them pay. He scored 40 points for the Ducks.
Woo.
In that game yesterday. All right. So quick look at the schedule today here on the Team Sports Network. So action, our pregame starts at 9, tip off right after 10 o'clock for the various sites in the NCAA tournament. Just some of the action this morning: Northwestern, Florida Atlantic, Colgate, Baylor, UAB and San Diego State, your national championship runner-up last year, flying the flag of the Mountain West. And then also today, Western Kentucky and Marquette. Got Marquette on a deep run in this tournament. I know Buckeye does. And Stetson and your defending national champion, UConn, as well. But also coverage today of New Mexico, Clemson, Yale, Auburn, and Colorado and Florida. Like I said, we'll preview that matchup coming up a little bit later on. All right, 7:39, and we'll jump from college basketball to the NBA. Denver Nuggets getting the win last night over the New York Knicks. And for the Nuggets last night, Nikola Jokic.
Triple-double. He almost had a triple-double in just under 18 minutes. He was like one rebound shy in the first 18 minutes of his playing time.
Just insane. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists for the Joker. Michael Porter Jr., 31 points on 13 of 16 shooting. He had 3 threes last night. And Michael Porter Jr. has been outstanding as Denver, their 13th win in 15 games since the All-Star break. Jamal Murray had 23 last night, but went to the locker room with an apparent leg injury. Though Michael Malone told the Denver Post that didn't think it was a particularly big deal, that he's going to be okay. But here's some post Malone for you, Michael Malone, after the win over the Knicks last night.
Oh, outstanding. I think going into the game, the biggest concern I had was, one, obviously scoring against our defense, number one defense the last 10 games. But then it's going to be our ability to defensive rebound. They're the number one offensive rebound team in the league. And to only give them 4 offensive rebounds is a testament to our guys being locked in, engaged, and having a physical mindset. That's a good team. They've won 4 in a row. I know they have guys out. But, to score, I think, 66 in the paint, 16 in transition, 17 second chance points. Obviously, Michael, franchise record now, 193 made threes in a season. He continues to shoot the ball 13 to 16. I told him just now, I said, go to Cabo whenever you want. I'll pay for it. Go to Cabo. Nikola, another triple-double. And obviously Jamal, Aaron, 8 assists. So I thought everybody contributed. And they went on that run to start the fourth quarter. We got our guys back in and kind of retook control of the game and were able to hold on.
Yeah, a couple of key guys with Randall not playing last night. Ananobi for the Knicks sitting it out last night. But the Nuggets, with those two guys, Michael Porter Jr., Nikola Jokic, having big games last night. Aaron Gordon, solid game, 10 points, 8 rebounds last night as well. Bench didn't really do much last night, but then the starters did the heavy lifting last night. So the Nuggets, with that victory last night, they are tied with Oklahoma City for the top spot in the Western Conference right now.
This is going to come down to the wire, this Western Conference standings, because I think the Nuggets have at least one more game against Minnesota and or Oklahoma City.
I'm not 100% sure about that, but that could be the case.
We're gonna find out here in just a second, because so you got coming up, they have Blazers tomorrow, Grizzlies Monday, Suns next Wednesday, Thunderwolves next Friday, but that's Ed Ball Arena. Yeah. Cavs, Spurs, then on the road at the Clippers, host the Hawks, at the Jazz, and then home again against the Timberwolves, then at the Spurs, and then at the Grizzlies to wrap it up.
And it's really a three-horse race right now because Clippers are kind of out of it with five games left in the season and limited, obviously, games left in the season. Thunder and Nuggets are tied. Minnesota's a game and a half out. And so it is a three-horse race with those three teams for the top spot in the Western Conference. Should be a lot of fun down the stretch. All right, 7:43. Jim along with Cake today from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, most trusted name in automobiles. It's time for sound check.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We go to NBC 10 in Boston.
Boston.
Did a man on the street segment asking resident Bostonians about their excitement level for Red Sox opening day or lack thereof.
Opening day is right around the corner. However, no one seems to be talking about the Red Sox. We sent our Mary Marcos out to Fenway Park to find out if anyone cares. Mary?
Well, if you walk around Fenway Park here and talk to people, you'll find not only are they unaware of opening day, many of them can't even name a current Red Sox player.
How many current players can you name on the Red Sox?
10. 20.
None.
Current? Danvers? That's it.
Damn, I'm blanking right now. It's the camera.
When I was a kid, it was, you know, must-see TV when Pedro Martinez was pitching.
Usually other years, like, I kind of hear about it or, like, people are talking about it. But this year, I didn't even know that they were, like, starting. I had no idea.
In fact, you can find ticket prices for regular season games as low as $11 on Vivid Seats.
They're not willing to plunk down money to go to Fenway to see the Red Sox. And that typically hasn't been the case over the last 20 years. They've had the highest ticket prices in baseball because the market would bear it. Sox ownership has not spent money to put a representative team on the field. And this is how you end up with this sort of apathy that we're talking about a week or two ahead of opening day.
Now, a couple of things. Number one, notice how all the people they interviewed did not sound like they were actually from Boston. They sounded more like they were transplants. Number two, I can name at least one member of the Red Sox that's currently on their team. Just so happens that he used to play for my former favorite team, but that would be Trevor Story.
True.
So there you go.
I mean, Lucas Giolito, Liam Hendricks, Kenley Jansen, of course, longtime Dodger, Kenley Jansen. I mean, those are... But it is a roster that it does the Johnny Damons and the Curt Schillings and the legendary names
gone.
Big Poppy. I mean, those guys are gone. And is it two things here? Number one, that the Red Sox aren't spending money on big name talent, but also, so those people that you talk to, they're younger. Baseball's having a tough time, even though, yes, last year was a great year in terms of attendance, viewership, and things like that. Baseball's still having a tough time with younger fans. And a lot of the people they were talking to, it sounded like they were younger. And that
some
could
of them were.
That could be part of the problem, too.
And we all know Rob Manfred never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
You got that right. All right, 7:46. Coming up, we'll check out the text line a little bit. We will bring you bring back our interview with Chris Hanks. That'll be next hour since we're running up against it here a little bit. So how's your bracket looking today? Biggest upset that you called yesterday on your bracket. What would that be? Also, your biggest loss yesterday. For me, it's Kentucky. It's just... But I will say this. I did call the Oregon game.
Hey.
I did call that. Yay me.
A little golf clap for you there.
Thank you. Just wish I was leading in the standings for us, but
it's all good.
A lot of basketball to be played. A lot of court to cover coming up. Before we take a break, got a text from James over at Cottabella Craft Coffee and Beer House. right there across from CMU, from Houston Hall.
Morning, James.
We'll be there Tuesday, by the way. I just informing you this now. You're finding out now we're going to be there Tuesday.
Cool.
So you'll be coming in Tuesday morning when I run over there and Buckeye runs over there for our Mav Day show with Colorado Craft Coffee and Beer. Swing by there today. Grab a great cup of coffee from James. Good morning, gents, and great show. I felt like CSU was dead from the get-go, but at least they made it to the dance. Excuse me. Have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday. Coffee and donuts will be ready. Fantastic.
Well, for you guys.
We'll see about bringing you back something.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. I withdraw my snark.
I think we didn't do that last time, and I'll make sure that it happens this time.
I appreciate it.
I want to make sure you're taken care of, my friend.
Well, I am going to the Avalanche, so that probably makes up for it.
Trying to help out with that. All right, 7:48, we will take a break. We'll come back with more on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh. The Jim Davis Show. They're idiots.
But what?
On Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Welcome back, 7:51, Jim along with Cake. Why did that group up in Aspen sound like a Saturday Night Live skit?
I made
up.
I was going to say.
The committee against bigger planes.
And it's not just that they came up with that name. It's that they probably went through several different names and iterations and meetings. And
oh, that's Aspen.
Aspen, we love you, but
no, this no, is, do we? Do we? Well, do we love Aspen? No,
we tolerate you.
Yeah, I don't say that.
Citizens against bigger
beautiful
planes.
Beautiful town, beautiful place. Love to go to the Belly Up to see a concert, seeing Spoon and Third Eye Blind up there. It's great. But,
and I mean, look,
I'm like Mark Johnson, and doesn't fit my vibe. There's always been this thing about Aspen that just, it's Aspen. There's an attitude that
it's kind of like a state within a state.
And some could say that about the place where you're from or nearby.
Fair.
Boulder.
Fair.
Boulder to me just doesn't have the
You can say it.
The tood. Boulder's quirky. Boulder's got some weird things.
They're high all the time.
Yeah.
And I can say that because
how high is high? But Aspen just seems just snooty and weird. And just like the committee against bigger planes. I just find that humorous.
It's a funny name.
It's a stupid sounding name.
The committee against
the committee against Port-a-Johns.
There are valid concerns about airplanes.
Sure,
today.
I get that.
That's coming from someone whose brother works as an aircraft mechanic.
Sure,
and who reads the news and sees that bolts are just flying off of planes and doors are coming off, and you know,
that's if it's quality of planes from Boeing of
if it's going. Boeing, I'm not going.
And it used to be Boeing was the standard.
It's all McDonnell Douglas's fault.
Yeah, it's because McDonnell Douglas bought him in the late 60s, early
60s. I went in late 90s, actually. So
was it later?
I think it was like around the 90s.
It was later. But they own it, and that's McDonnell Douglas is not a commercial aircraft company. They're a cost-cutting company. And so that's why Boeing is where Boeing is now. Anyway.
Anywho.
We digress. Okay, I just found that to be funny. Just... The committee.
I did too. Trust me.
The committee against bigger planes. All right, let's go ahead and play Wrigley Field Colorado Sports Trivia. Keep in mind, we're only on until 9 this morning, and so you'll have the chance to win a gift certificate to Wrigley Field, Grand Junction's original sports bar, home of the 15-minute lunch guarantee. If you don't get your lunch in 15 minutes or less at Wrigley Field, you get a half price. They're just east of Sampson Plaisio Field on North Avenue. So here we go. It's a Broncos question today. And it's multiple choice. It's Friday. I'm feeling like making this one easier. Who is the only Bronco coach to ever receive a 10-year contract? Who is the only Bronco coach to ever receive a 10-year contract? Was it Mike Shanahan, Lou Saban, or Red Miller? Who is the only Bronco coach to ever receive a 10-year contract? First correct answer on the team line, you'll win. 970-242-1340. Hour 2 coming up next on the Team Sports Network.